Good evening, this is Professor Jordan, and this is our new audio clip series. And tonight we're in Law 19, Property and Creditor Rights, and we're going to be covering the, I think it's assignment number 8 on exemptions. Now, California exemptions are found in the Code of Civil Procedure, and there's two series. There's CCP Section 703 and CCP Section 704. Now, generally, you might ask yourself, why is it that it's California? Because bankruptcies are federal. And generally, the federal do have a set of its own exemptions, but they allow each individual state to manage the exemptions. And so California uses its own set of exemptions, and they have actually, they have two sets. They have, I guess you could say, set A and set B. And the purpose of the exemptions is the following. That is, if you have an asset, that certain assets have certain exemptions, meaning that you are allowed to keep certain parts or portions of property. So if you have a judgment against you, for instance, there's a maximum that they could take out of your wages in a wage garnishment. And for instance, if you own a home, you get a, most people understand this, you get a homestead exemption. So you get to keep a certain portion of your home. Actually, a number of people move to Florida because the homestead exemption in Florida is 100%, which means you get to keep your entire home. And the reason that would be important is if you, before bankruptcy, you can move your assets around. It's not actually fraud. It's just called pre-bankruptcy planning. You can't hide assets, and that would be fraud. But you could take an asset that's not exempt. For instance, you have money, cash in a bank, which could be then taken by the trustee to pay off your creditors. You could take that cash, which is not exempt, and put it into a piece of property that has an exemption. Like you could put it into a house, let's say. So a number of people moved to Florida. And that way, they take the money, put it into a Florida house, and it's entirely exempt. In any event, the purpose of this exercise is under Schedule C, when you prepare the bankruptcy schedules, Schedule C is the list of exemptions. What you're telling the bankruptcy trustee is that in spite of all your debts, you are, under the law, are entitled to keep certain items that are you're given a fresh start, and the trustee doesn't collect everything. He collects assets that are not exempt, and the exempt assets allow you to keep certain assets. So there are A, B, C, D, E, F. There's A, B, C, D, E, F. There's six questions that you're supposed to answer, and the question is which one of the series, CCP section 703 or 704, would you use on each one of these particular exemptions, and why? So if you take a quick look at the first link, which says Review California Exemptions, it tells you exemptions are statutory provisions that define what assets a debtor can keep free from the claims of his creditors, even in bankruptcy. And exemption laws obviously differ in each state. Congress created exemptions in the bankruptcy code, they're federal exemptions, but gave each state, such as California, the right to prohibit their residents from using those exemptions in favor of state exemptions. So in California, we are required to use the California state exemption system and not the federal system. This is really the only way in which the substantive law in bankruptcy is different between the states. Otherwise, if they had different, you know, bankruptcy codes and laws for the states, you'd be crazy. So all the bankruptcy codes are the same. They're all federal, and they apply the same to all states except for exemptions. All right. In California, the 703 series exemptions mirror the bankruptcy code list as it was when the California law was enacted. And then CCP section 704 is kind of a modified version. And for instance, with CCP section 703, the principal residence, the exemption is 17,425. But in under 704, it's 50,000, 75,000, or 125,000, depending if you're single, married, or over 65, I think. So let's take a look at number A. It says, question A, California opts out of using the federal exemptions, so where do you find the California exemptions? And as we said, it's the Code of Civil Procedure. So if you go to Google and you type in California codes, it will bring up a state-operated website, which is the Assembly of the State of California, which is the legislature up in Sacramento, and they will provide the codes. There's 29, I think there's 29 separate codes. My favorite code is the fishing code, and allows people to fish. And so you would find, you'd go under Code of Civil Procedure, and that's the procedural set of laws, and you'd find Section 703 and Section 704. All right, number B, if you had an automobile worth $2,700, would it be exempt under 703 and 704? Now, obviously, it's exempt but under both codes, but the question is, it's $2,700. So if you take a look at motor vehicle, under CCP section 703, $2,775, and 704, $1,900, and under the bankruptcy code, $2,575. So which code gives an entire exemption, and that would be $2,775, is greater than $2,700, so that would be CCP section 703. So the answer to number B is CCP section 703. Then number C, if you own a house in which you had equity of $50,000, which exemption would you be best used under California? And again, here you go back to the link California exemptions, and you'll notice, as we said before, CCP 703 is only $17,425, and CCP 704 is $75,000. So for number C, you would use CCP 704. Now, one of the things here is you might think, well, I can mix and match. I can use one, whichever, I can use the car one under 703 because it's better, and I can use the residence one under 704 because it's better, and the answer is no. You have to pick one or the other. So you can't mix and match. You have to pick either all 703 or all 704. All right. Number D, can a debtor use some of 703 exemptions and some of 704 for the best of both worlds? Answer is no. Number E, if a husband and wife file jointly, can the husband take one exemption? That would be 703, and then the wife take the 704? Answer, no. Both husband and wife have to take either 703 or 704. Now, suppose you don't own a house, and you want to get the maximum exemption, which code section would you use? And this particular code section is called the wild card, and it is, I'm trying to see if it's here. Gosh, they don't seem to have it. Basically what it is anything that is not used, well, here it is right here. Section 703, under any personal property, you'll notice that under 703 it says $925 plus the unused residence exemption. Basically what that means is that because people are given the right under 704 to claim $50,000, basically they felt that under 703, when a person could claim the $17,000, they felt it was a violation of equal protection, and that the persons who don't have, who are tenants, in other words, they don't own a home, they should be able to claim the amount that's not claimed under the residence exclusion, or exemption rather. So under the 703 series, they have a thing called the wildcard exemption. I think it's 703-5D. You have to take a look at the code section. And what it does is it allows you, if you don't claim a residence, right, and the residence is 17,425, then you get to keep $925 in cash plus any amount that you don't claim as a homestead exemption because you don't own a home. So if you added up 17,425 plus 925, which is about, I don't know, what is that? That's 18,325. That's called a homestead exemption. That means you get to keep, in essence, $18,000 in cash as exempt under any personal property. So the answer to number, the final question, which is, if you don't own a house, which exemption would you take? You take 703 because it has the wild card. So it gives you up to $18,350 of exemptions. It's kind of like a wild card that any particular piece of property that you have or cash, you can keep. And the argument behind that is that, well, people are claiming $17,000 whatever for a house. You don't own a house. You should be able to claim an equivalent amount because otherwise it would violate your rights of equal protection. I don't know if that's too confusing or not. Any questions on the exemptions?
I had a question on A. You had mentioned for us to go to Google to type in California code.
Right.
So that's what you want us to do for some of the answers, well, at least with this particular one?
No, basically, I just want you to be able, when you work in a, the question is, where do I go to find the codes? And the answer is, the reason that it's important to learn how to find the California codes is that in your law office, the attorney may come up to you and say, well, it's the 703 or not, it's a 704 series, and you go, well, gosh, I better take a look to understand where that is, right?
Okay.
Now, if you go to our website, lamission.edu/law, and the second box on the left has resources, and if you click under useful links, you'll notice that it has a little scale of justice with books on it, and it has a little, it goes LA Superior Courts, Courts, blah, blah, blah. On the third line it says codes. If you click on that, it takes you over to profj.us/codes. I mean, if you want to just remember it, just type in profj.us. That's the webpage that I set up for myself and students, /codes. And then that points over to the California law website, which is www.leginfo.ca.gov. And because it's .gov, then you know it's a government, California government run. When you go over to that particular page, you'll notice that there's 29 codes starting with business professionals codes. And then you'll notice the second one is Code of Civil Procedure. If you click under Code of Civil Procedure, and that little box and click under search, it will open up all of the various codes, and you'll see to the name of the code, and to the right there's a link in blue, and then so all you have to do is scroll down to 703 series and the 704 series, and you'll notice that it says Chapter 4 Exemptions, Article 1 or General Provision 703, and Article 3 exempt property. So the 703 series, you click on it and it gives you the 703 series, the actual law, and then you click under 704 and it gives the 704 series. So the reason that that's important is that in a, as a paralegal in the law office, you're going to want to know how to find cases and how to find codes, and you're going to want to be able to read them so that when your boss says, oh, it's 703 dot blah blah, you want to make sure that you go and read it so that you understand what it says. Any other questions on the exemptions? Okay, that's it for the recording.